to bow our heads and pray. If only to give thanks for making it through another day.
And now for the word and prayer of the day, brought to you by Crossroads Christian Radio. Also heard on KLMX 1450 AM and 104.5 FM in Clayton, New Mexico. Today's scripture is found in Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 through 8. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbles himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. What does it mean to be humble? Have you met a proud person? Someone who looks only after their own interest? Jesus is the epitome of humbleness. How do you know he was humbled? He made himself a servant even unto death. Think about this. He died for all your sins, past, present, and the ones you'll make in the future. He was himself without sin, and he had no reason to die. Why? He could have called 10,000 angels to rescue him off that cross. But instead, he willingly paid the price for you and me. Honestly, I can hardly even fathom what he did for me. Humbleness is an action. It is putting yourself last. Hard? I should say so. Look around you today. How rare is it to meet a truly humble person these days? I remember about 10, 15 years ago, I wanted to remember to put others first. So I had a sterling silver ring made to wear that said, "Others first," to help me remember this. Well, since that time, I'm not sure where the ring went. As I recall, the size didn't fit in me anymore. I think about this from time to time. My very real desire to put others first, but my horrible ability to actually do this a lot of the time. You, like me, are still a work in progress. And this will continue till the day the Lord calls us home. The standard is Jesus. So if you're not Jesus, you're not done yet. Jesus emptied himself. He humbled himself. When I think of humbleness, I think of Mother Teresa. For the last 20 years on my fridge, I've had the same thing hung on the wall that hung at the children's home in Calcutta where Mother Teresa served. It's titled A Simple Path. She had left all the comforts of life to serve children who had nothing. It reads, "People are often unreasonable, illogical, and self-centered. Forgive them anyway. If you are kind, people may accuse you of selfish, ulterior motives. Be kind anyway. If you are successful, you will win some false friends and some true enemies. Succeed anyway. If you are honest and frank, people may cheat you. Be honest and frank anyway. When you spend years building, someone could destroy it overnight. Build anyway. If you find serenity and happiness, there may be jealousy. Be happy anyway. The good you do today, people will often forget tomorrow. Do good anyway. Give the world the best you have, and it may never be enough. Give the world the best you've got anyway. You see, in the final analysis, it is between you and God. It was never between you and them anyway. Lord Jesus, we have so far to go. Thank you for scripture that paints a picture of what true humbleness is. It's so attractive, but hardly seen in the world today. Lord Jesus, I pray the believers out there practice humility. May your spirit be upon all those who seek you diligently. I pray we make ourselves low so you can be lifted up. Help each and every listener out there to put the needs of others first, not for selfish ambition or vain conceit, but looking after our own interest, but those of our neighbor. Then, and only then, can others see Jesus. It's such a mystery how you draw others to yourself in this way, Lord. And I humbly ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.